it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. It is the big news of the day around the world. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
We start with a breakthrough, 2 years in the making, a breakthrough that could finally bring the war in Gaza to an end and bring peace to the Middle East. Israel and Hamas agreed to phase one of President Donald Trump's plan to pause the fighting and bring the hostages home. It also includes the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Hostages' families and Palestinians took to the streets to celebrate the news. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is following these breaking developments. Bradley, the president has said the hostages could be released as soon as Monday. That's huge, but obviously a lot can happen between now and then.
Right, Jesse. This deal lays out some careful choreography in the coming hours and days. Before a hostage release, Israel has to withdraw its troops, and then Hamas will start doing its part. But this morning, there is a lot of hope as people on all sides cheer the potential for peace.
Celebrations in Tel Aviv and Gaza. After the U.S., Israel, and Hamas said they've struck a phase one deal for a ceasefire and hostage release, President Trump took a victory lap last night on Fox News.
This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing.
This video shows the moment President Trump told family members that the hostages will likely be released early next week.
The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
The White House says the phase one deal calls for Israel to withdraw its forces behind an agreed-upon line within 24 hours. Once that happens, Hamas will have 72 hours to release remaining hostages, including the bodies of the dead. Israel believes 20 of the remaining 48 hostages are still alive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is convening his government today to approve the deal, calling it a national and moral victory for Israel. Meanwhile, Hamas says the deal will also lead to the exchange of Palestinian prisoners and the entry of more aid into Gaza.
Gaza, we believe, is going to be a much safer place, and it's going to be a place that reconstructs.
This announcement comes just more than 2 years since the bloody Hamas attack on Israel that killed about 1,200 people, with another 251 taken hostage. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed during Israel's offensive in Gaza.
President Trump has said he may travel to the Middle East later this week and potentially visit both Gaza and Israel. Yesterday, he spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu by phone, who invited him to give a speech to Israel's parliament.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. So certainly hope that this peace holds. It is Thursday, and as I understand it, Paul, they had a senior White House official told CBS News that a 72-hour clock begins on Hamas releasing the hostages once Netanyahu's government votes in favor of the deal and Israel's forces have withdrawn, and that is the plan that they agreed upon.
Quite a long list here, Larry, of positive feedback from leaders around the world, governments in Turkey, Egypt, China, France, Britain, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Lebanon, Italy, Netherlands, Canada, Argentina, Australia, India, and Japan, just to name a few. That's how everybody wants peace that much.
And hopefully that's the case. And we'll hope that that is the situation and report as we move along through this process.
Let's hope we're having the same conversation on Monday.
Amen.
Yeah.
Day 9 of the government shutdown. Still issues at airports with air traffic controllers calling in sick. And so far, Pittsburgh and Arnold Palmer Regional Airport have avoided that locally, but it is impacting air travel in many places.
At mostly the biggest airports around the country, where the staffing issues are more, they have larger staffs, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
they're handling a whole lot more traffic as well.
A three-panel judge on the Ninth Circuit, the Court of Appeals, set to consider whether President Trump can deploy members of the National Guard to Portland, Oregon. A lower court judge has issued a temporary restraining order that blocks the White House from federalizing members of Oregon's Guard and prevented the president from deploying troops to Portland. Yesterday, the Ninth Circuit said members of the Oregon Guard that the president federalized would remain under the president's control for at least one more day, but could not be deployed until the outcome of the hearing. That's noon Eastern. And that's just one. Then there is Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And a similar situation, a federal judge there is holding a hearing today to consider that request. So kind of on hold. But when you drill down, okay, where would they be deployed specifically in Chicago around the ICE facilities that are set up in the city where they've had very active protests?
And what my question is, and I don't know if these cases will center on this issue or not, but what I'm interested in is, does the president have the power to federalize troops or bring in the National Guard for that specific purpose, you know, to defend a federal facility? I think that's the question. I'm hoping that's the one that you're going to settle, because it seems the other one is a non-starter. You've got to have a governor saying, we need help, right?
Yes. The president scheduled to hold a cabinet meeting at 11 before holding a bilateral meeting with Alexander Stubb, the president of the Republic of Finland. And he'll be in the Oval Office later on this afternoon. So that are the big news stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. In 1 hour, Are You Smarter Than an Anchorman? Returns after our premiere, which was fabulous last Thursday.
And we'll be answering questions about Pittsburgh Penguins trivia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I guess every Thursday at 7:18, if you want to get precise, Are You Smarter Than an Anchorman? So, Paul, you and I will answer questions from Aaron, and there will be one of our listeners on the phone as a lifeline who will win, regardless, a $25 gift certificate to Coons Quality Food Market, right?
That's a nice little prize, if I must say, if I can say that. You know, like 25 to Coons.
You go in there and buy some spam. And
how often do you go in to the store? Like I do this, you know, a couple times a week to round out what I need for the next meal or whatever. And right. I wind up picking up about 20, 25 bucks worth of stuff.
Yep.
It's a trip to the store.
It's perfect.
And all our listeners have to do is be that lifeline. If I can't answer a question, you don't get to use the lifeline. That's not fair for Paul.
What? You get it, but I don't?
Yeah, why is that? That's the new dictate from the
total
boss.
Recall.
Hey, well, look.
And no, you know, no dings or buzzers or
he
anything.
He comes up with all this arbitrary stuff all the time. He manages on a whim. You know, he's so
don't
fickle.
Get in trouble.
PJ's terrific.
He's
a great boss.
We should sneak PJ in as the lifeline.
You know,
especially
we
with
have
Penguin
to do
trivia,
that, actually.
With Penguin Trivia.
Hmm.
No kidding.
While,
I mean, now he's the resource on this one, right?
Once in a while, we should sneak in a celebrity to be our lifeline.
He's top of that list.
Yes.
Although, but like you said, he is perfect for today.
All right, so we're going to do that in 1 hour. And I'm curious, is anyone smarter than Paul? Total Recall Paul, we'll find out.
Are you going to talk about Dolly Parton?
I just saw her on TV addressing rumors about her health.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dolly Parton's sister started this. She posted on Facebook that, quote, praying for Dolly and that we should too. Turns out it's one of those, it's not what it looks like, because Dolly gave herself a proof of life video on Instagram.
I'm not ready to die yet. I don't think God is through with me, and I ain't done working.
That's so
beautiful. I love her.
Love that.
She has actually reinvented herself.
She has.
Again.
You know, I've been to Dollyland. Have you guys ever been?
What?
Yeah, it was the last Christmas that we spent joint before my parents originally split. I was probably 10 or 11, and it is magnificent. It was magical. They have a like winter express train for children. I mean, they have a horse show, Cornish hens. I mean, it's so cool. And it's been years, awesome. So I can't imagine what it's like now.
I've never been there.
Where is it? Pigeon Ford, Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Eastern Tennessee, up
anyway,
in the hills.
She says she got all glammed up for this video, and she said, do I look sick? And Paul, when I saw the video, I had to say no.
No, I don't look sick at all. Same reaction here.
A veggie burger in France might not be a burger anymore. The EU voted yesterday to ban the use of words like to describe a veggie burger, steak, sausage, even the word burger for plant-based foods.
But that makes sense. I agree with that.
That does make sense.
Don't One tell lawmaker me that it's... said it's misleading to call them anything else.
Yeah, don't tell me it's meat, because it's not.
The movement was started by European cattle farmers who claim that plant proteins are a threat to their livelihood. So you could call them whatever you want, but they're not steak or burgers.
And seeing that on a menu is actually really misleading, because it's got in parentheses a little V or a little,
I get you. Yeah.
So that's actually really true.
Have you ever had a veggie burger that's supposed to taste like steak or a burger?
I have.
And?
In college. It was pretty decent. And, okay, I've had a black bean burger taste nothing like meat, but I've had a vegan burger that was categorized as a burger, and it was not too bad.
Hmm.
But even still, I don't think you should call it meat.
I have eaten what I would refer to as vegetable patties.
Mm-hmm.
And they taste nothing like beef.
That doesn't sound
Now, I have not tried
tasty.
The impossible stuff. I kind of gave up on that.
Well, now they'll have to change it in Europe to the impossible pate instead of burger.
The pate. Impossible pate.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of food, did you see Pittsburgh with this pizza thing? And we're going to talk to this woman tomorrow.
What pizza thing?
Here in Pittsburgh, apparently eat the most pizza out of all states except for Delaware. We eat the most pizza here in Pittsburgh.
We're pizza eaters.
No
we
kidding.
Love it.
It's everywhere.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't go anywhere without a slice of pizza being within hand's reach.
Yep.
Well, yesterday we had delivered, as we do on Wednesdays, from Slice on Broadway for the Odyssey Pittsburgh team, and we all wait for it like the carp in Pima Tooming waiting for bread to be fed to us.
The email's out and the line is instantaneous.
They bring a dozen pizzas or more and a couple of great big tubs of really
rolls
good salad. And
yeah.
Salad.
Pepperoni rolls, spinach rolls.
But we are the second most pizza consumer state in the union. But I don't get Delaware.
I went to do the 11 o'clock news yesterday. Normally, we get this pizza around 11:30, but it came right around 11 o'clock. And so when I walked in to do the newscast, the newsroom was kind of okay. And when I walked back out after the newscast, everybody had pizza, and it smelled like an Italian restaurant.
Mm.
I love pizza. I could eat pizza every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this just in from our boss, yeah. PJ. Rolling back to our conversation about calling veggies burgers, it's kind of like the term milk. Almond milk is not milk.
No,
dairy farmers in the U.S. aren't happy about that.
And right. I've been hearing that almond milk and oat milk, you really need to look into it.
Have
is it
guys,
actually benefiting you?
Have you either of you tried both of those, like
yes.
oat milk?
Yes.
And what do you think?
The almond stuff was pretty good to me.
I like them both, to be honest, but I grew up kind of that whole lactose intolerant thing, but I have been microdosing regular milk for a long time because I started to think like, this isn't even milk. Is this benefiting my body? Is it not? So I like them though, oat and almond.
Now, full disclosure, one of PJ's daughters works in the industry.
In the dairy industry.
Yes.
Right.
So
yeah.
She would know. So I didn't think about that. Just call stuff what it is. How about this one? onions and hand grenades. A Dutch food factory got a shocking surprise when their onion shipment arrived with two bonus items, two century-old grenades from 1925. Authorities confirmed the bag of French onions was legit. And somehow, I guess when they were digging up the onions, they dug up a couple of grenades.
Wow.
Interesting. That's
explosive news. Don't call it milk. Don't call it burgers if it ain't. It usually begins with an urgent phone call from an imposter claiming to be a grandchild or someone speaking on their behalf, insisting they've been in a car accident or jailed and need immediate financial assistance, according to the warning. The grandparent scam, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, has just charged 25 people connected with such a ring and defrauded people out of $21 million across 40 states. I actually know a person, a good friend, whose mom was a victim of this. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show, Miguel Angulo, who's a cybersecurity expert, security engineer with Checkpoint Software. Miguel, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Larry.
So we have come to learn that artificial intelligence is able to clone images and certainly voices. So walk us through how this works.
Yes. So AI is a tool that is great for everybody, but it's also a double-edged sword because the same tools that we are using for productivity, also hackers are using that to impersonate people. And what happens is when, let's say that I'm listening to your voice for 10 minutes, all what I need is 10 minutes to impersonate your voice. And so by doing that, I can make these phone calls with a sense of urgency and start deceiving people that is a real family member asking for money.
I just heard yesterday a local news anchor, female, had posted a video, and the video, the original video, was her. But somebody had manipulated the audio to make it look like she was saying something that she never said. And in this case, it wasn't used as a scam, but more frequently, these kinds of things are happening. So how in the world do we safeguard ourselves from this?
Yes, unfortunately, because especially for people that is a public figure, the only way to protect from these kind of things is to make sure that if something like that happened, immediately to say that it wasn't that person. I see these type of things happening in social media and Instagram, saying that if you heard about these type of thing, it wasn't me. Also, education. We need to start learning how to identify what is real versus what is not real and then start using common sense because public figures, they are constantly on the internet and social media. It is very easy to, with these tools that are available, sometimes most of them are free as well. They can take your face. They can impersonate even live. It's called a deepfake injection, where you are having, let's say that we are having this interview in a Zoom call, and I can put somebody else's face pretending being that person. And because this person everybody trusts, it might say something that is not true. And that could lead to, you know, same things that for political advancement or things like that.
Let's go back to the grandparent scam for a moment.
Yeah.
And I was told that one thing families should really do if they haven't already is create a family safe word.
Yes.
And that would be in a crisis moment when you would get a phone call like that, you know, sometimes logic goes out the door. Clearly that happens
right. In
these cases where they've cloned a voice. But there should be a word that only family members know and say, hey, Miguel, give me the family safe word. That could stop it right there.
Yes, and I would even say that instead of a word, use a statement or a sentence. Like how the weather is where you are right now, And depending on the answer of the person, you will know whether it's legit or not. Because in that way, you will know if the other person on the other line is who say who is to be. And so it is important that we, especially with the elderly people, because they tend to trust more because of their age. And it's continuous education. You have to also treat your partners are as if they were teenagers, being more proactive in what they are doing, and if you are able to monitor their checking account, things like that, to help them, because sometimes they might not be able to do that. It is important that you help them to monitor all these kind of things. But the most important thing is awareness. And the same thing that you do with your kids. Don't talk to strangers. Have common sense. If you hear from your grandchild or your son or daughter telling you this is happening, don't act right away. Just take a deep breath for 3 seconds, and then start asking the right questions. Don't panic, because the worst thing that we can do is panic in these situations.
Yeah, and that. Case, if you haven't created a safe word, you can certainly stop down and ask some questions that only a family member might know. Or you can call 877-908-3360 or visit Pennsylvania Fraud Resource page. AARP has done a great job of making people aware of this. 877-908-3360. Miguel Angulo, cybersecurity expert. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
To an initial phase of the Gaza peace plan for the release of Israeli hostages and Israeli pullout, and also, I guess, the release, Larry, of some prisoners being held, Palestinian prisoners, by the Israelis. The announcement was made last night on social media. The president wound up talking with some of the families of the Israeli hostages who are living in Washington, D.C. This was on speakerphone.
President Trump, you have the best crowd in the world. What do you guys have to say to President Trump?
Thank you!
Thank you very much, everybody.
You did it!
Wow. You did it! Wow.
There's obviously still time between here and there, and hopefully it holds for all involved.
Some of the reports I'm seeing this morning, including people popping champagne corks in Tel Aviv and dancing and singing in the streets, and similar reactions in Gaza. Two troopers were wounded, a suspect killed Wednesday in a shootout in Franklin County, PA.
Governor Josh Shapiro took to social media, saying in part, Pennsylvania's law enforcement officers are the very best of us, running towards danger every day to keep our communities safe. He and his wife are praying for those injured and their families.
Undermines the danger of what they do every day, and this is happening far too frequently, especially in recent weeks with the Pennsylvania State Troopers.
Yeah, 7 of them wounded this year, shot or killed this year just in Pennsylvania alone. And the Pens are playing their home opener tonight against the New York Islanders.
They started in New York with the Rangers, who, by the way, are going to be here Saturday and got a shutout win 3-0. A great way to start on the road. And tonight, I imagine there's ceremonial and pageantry that goes on with the home opener for the Pens, this time against that other team from New York on the island.
I guess the fans have got to be pretty psyched after that win in New York. Things looked good.
Yes, and the number one question is, how do we say the goalie's name?
Artur Shilovs.
Shilovs.
Is that correct?
I guess so.
That's how the network announcers did it, because I went back and listened this morning.
Yeah, I did the same yesterday. That's what they, even though the pronunciation guide from the league says differently, well, they must know, right? The guys,
I mean,
on the networks.
They go to great lengths to do that. Do you want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really care what anybody else has to say, but that was a terrific start. Artur Shilovs with the shutout.
Artur Shilovs
with the win in his first NHL game.
That's what he said, right?
There you go.
Artur Shilovs with the shutout.
Artur Shilovs, he's 24, from Latvia.
And you can tell that announcer's from Canada with the shutout.
A shutout, eh?
Shutout.
So, let's go, Pens.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.